Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination 2011. English Language Paper 2. Listening and Integrated Skills. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question answer book or the data file until you are told to do so. Now write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of the question answer book. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now stick your barcode labels in the spaces provided on pages 1, 3 and 5. Close the question answer book when you have finished. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the data file," on the last page. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test consists of 6 tasks. You are advised to use a pencil to answer all questions in tasks 1, 2 and 3, and a pen for tasks 4, 5 and 6. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Open your question answer book. Task 1 is about to begin. Look at page 2 of your question answer book. Situation. You are Terry Wong, the president of the student union in Nathan College. Your school has entered a competition run by the Development Bureau looking at tall buildings, their history and their impact. Your school will have a special event where groups of students will present projects related to the theme of the competition. The best project will be selected to enter the competition. You and 2 classmates, Bob and Linda, are working together on this special event. You will have 6 tasks to do. Follow the instructions in the question answer book and on the recording. You will find all the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and the recording. You will now have 2 minutes to study the question answer book in order to familiarize yourself with the situations in tasks 1, 2 and 3 before the recording begins. Task 1. You are talking to Ben, an architecture student who is telling you about some of the tallest skyscrapers in the world. Listen to the conversation, complete the table below, and make any changes necessary. You now have 30 seconds to study the table.
Hi there. Thanks very much for agreeing to see me.
No problem. So you're doing a project on skyscrapers?
Yeah, I'm really interested in just finding out about some of the tallest buildings in the world right now. I've done some research but still have some gaps, so I was wondering if you could help me with this.
Sure, no problem. But I think you need to be careful with the rankings of the tallest skyscrapers. Some people disagree about which ones are actually the tallest.
I've done a bit of research and the information I got in this table is from a website.
Yeah, but you might need to check again to make sure the rankings are correct. Let's focus on tall buildings on your list first. So where do you think the tallest building is?
Well, we have quite a few tall buildings here in Hong Kong. But I know the tallest is actually in the United Arab Emirates.
Absolutely right. It's in Dubai.
Yeah, I've got that in my notes. It's the Burj Khalifa, right? Built in 2009, and it's truly enormous.
Do you know how tall it is?
I have no idea, but you're going to tell me, right?
Absolutely. It's an amazing 848 metres high.
848 metres? How many floors is that?
Can you guess?
Well, it's at least 120 floors.
Nope. It's much higher than that. It's actually 160 floors.
160 floors? Wow, that's really high. Now, the second tallest building, I think that's IFC.
No. That used to be, and I don't think it is on your list of top five anymore. The second tallest building is the International Commerce Centre. You know, the ICC on Kowloon side.
Oh, yeah. That was completed just at the beginning of last year, right?
That's right. Completed in early 2010. Did you know that the ICC is also the second tallest building in the world?
Oh, so that's it. Let me put that into my notes. Hold on. Cross out IFC and write ICC under the picture. So is it much higher than IFC on the other side of Victoria Harbour?
Yes, it is, actually. Although it doesn't look it, does it? The ICC is 484 metres high, which is why it's the second highest building in the world.
So how many floors does it have?
It has 118 floors.
That's massive. OK, let me write that down.
OK?
Yeah, fantastic. It's great that Hong Kong has so many world-class buildings. Now, what about the Petronas Tower in Kuala Lumpur? I know that's the third tallest building in the world, but how tall is it exactly?
It's 452 metres high.
Let me write that down. 452 metres high. And that's 88 floors, right?
Yes, that's right.
So actually, the Petronas Tower is quite a lot smaller than the ICC in Hong Kong. That's amazing. Do you happen to know when the Petronas Tower was completed?
Yes, I think it was way back in 1998. So that's pretty old for skyscrapers, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose it is. What's the oldest skyscraper in the world?
That has to be the Empire State Building in New York. That was built way, way back in 1931. But you know, it's still in the top 10 list. In fact, it's the 10th tallest building in the world.
Really? That's amazing for such an old building. Okay, so now I'm losing track a bit here. I've got all the information I need on the first, second and third tallest buildings in the world.
And the world's fourth tallest building is, of course, Taipei 101 in Taipei. You've got that written down already.
Yes, but I don't know when it was built or how tall it is. Have you got that information?
Sure have. Well, it was built in 2004, so it's relatively new.
2004. Got it. And I know it's 101 floors, which is why it's called Taipei 101, I guess. But how tall is it?
It's 448 metres, so pretty tall.
448 metres. Great, thanks, Ben.
No worries. Then, the fifth tallest building is the Willis Tower in America.
Oh, I thought it was the Sears Tower.
Yes, you're right. It used to be called the Sears Tower, but then it was renamed the Willis Tower. So you better cross out Sears and put Willis under the picture instead.
Is that W-I-L-L-I-S?
Yes, that's right.
Now, when was that built? I must have forgotten to put that down.
It was completed in 1974.
1974, and I know it's in America, but I'm not sure which city it's in. Is it New York?
Actually, it's in Chicago. That's C-H-I-C-A-G-O.
Got it. So the Willis Building is fifth and last on my list of the top five. I think I have everything I need for now. I'll check again to make sure all the rankings are correct. Do you think I could phone you in a couple of days to talk a bit about the history of skyscrapers?
Task 2. You are calling Ben to ask him about the history of man-made high-rise structures. You already have most of the information, but you particularly want to focus on what materials were used to build these structures and some interesting facts about them. Listen to the conversation and complete the note sheet below. You now have 30 seconds to read the note sheet.
Hi, Ben. Thanks again for helping me with this project.
No problem. I got your email with your notes on the history of high-rise structures. You seem to have almost all the information you need without my help.
Yeah, I've been working really hard. I just need to know a few more things about these places, like materials used to build them, and any special interesting facts about them. Can you help me with this?
Sure. I've done a bit of research myself on each of these places, so fire away.
I know that the Great Pyramid was the first really tall man-made structure, but what exactly was the pyramid made from?
Mostly great big blocks of stone. They were really heavy, so it was incredibly difficult to build with them.
Okay, so stone. Got that. What do you think is really special about the Great Pyramid?
Well, there are lots of special things about it, but perhaps the most interesting fact about the Great Pyramid for your project would be that it was the highest man-made structure for almost 4,000 years.
That's incredible. The highest, really, for 4,000 years?
Yeah, it's true. It was a long time before anyone built anything higher.
Let me write that down.
I see you've already got some information about the buildings in Fustat in Egypt.
Yeah, and the buildings were actually made of mud bricks.
Yeah, but you know, a really interesting fact about these buildings was that many of them actually had roof gardens.
Really? Gardens on the roof? Let me write that down. So you mean they grew plants and flowers on top of their buildings?
Absolutely.
Amazing. Okay, so let's move on to more modern buildings.
Okay. I see you've got some information here about the flax mill already.
Yeah, it was built in England in 1797, and apparently it's still standing too.
Yes, amazing.
Now, I'm sure there was something special about this building, but I forgot to make a note of it. Do you know what it is?
Absolutely. This building is very important for architecture students. It's actually known as the grandfather of skyscrapers because it was the first very high-rise to be built with an iron frame.
Really? Okay, that's an interesting fact. Let me just make a note of that. The grandfather of skyscrapers. What was it made of?
Well, brick and glass. And then, of course, iron.
Now, the last building I have notes on is the Empire State Building. This was built in 1931. Is the Empire State Building made of iron too?
Absolutely not. This is one of the special facts about this building. This was the very first skyscraper to be built of a completely steel frame.
Okay. Let me write that down under interesting facts. Completely steel frame. That's F-R-A-M-E, isn't it?
That's right.
So steel's stronger than iron, then?
Exactly. Steel lasts much longer than iron. So the Empire State Building is made of steel, concrete, stone and glass.
Okay, I've got stone and glass. Let me just write down steel and concrete. Is concrete spelt C-O-N-C-R-E-T-E?
Yes, that's it. And another interesting fact about the Empire State Building is that at the time it was the most expensive building to be built. Did you know it cost $40 million to build? And back in 1931, that was a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, $40 million is a lot, even now. Okay, Ben, let me just get that into my notes. So, under interesting facts, most expensive building then. This is fantastic. I think I have enough facts to be going on with for now. Thanks so much for helping me with all this.
No worries, Terry. Let me know if you need any more information.
Great, thanks, Ben. Bye for now.
Bye. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Task 3. Your classmate Bob wants to order some large posters to help promote the special event at school. Listen to the conversation between Bob and yourself and complete the online order form below. You now have 30 seconds to read the order form.
Hi there, Terry.
Hi, Bob. What's up?
Remember those skyscraper posters I wanted to order to promote the skyscraper presentation at school? I have to do it now or they won't arrive in time. But my computer's just crashed. Can you order for me?
Sure, happy to.
Are you on the computer now?
Of course. So what do you want me to do?
Well, get into skyscraperpage.com.
Yep, I'm in.
Go to the order form.
Got it.
So, we want to order quite a few posters.
Which ones? There are four to choose from.
We wanted the Hong Kong skyline, Hong Kong skyscrapers, and 33 world buildings.
Okay, and just one of each, right?
No. Can you order five of the 33 world buildings posters?
Hold on. Five? Of the 33 world buildings posters. Okay, what other ones did you say you wanted?
Could you order one of the Hong Kong skyline posters and two of the Hong Kong skyscrapers posters?
Done.
Great. What about postage?
$10 for 1 to 5 posters and $15 for up to 10 posters.
So it's 6 to 10 posters.
Done. Do you want to have a cardboard or a plastic poster tube? The cardboard one is a bit cheaper.
Oh, definitely a cardboard tube. Much better for the environment.
Great. Tick cardboard. That'll be, let me see. That'll be around $395 altogether.
Okay. Mrs. Lee said that she would buy them for the school, so once we get the form finished, could you send it on to her at school? Her email address is m.lee@nathan.edu.hk. All lowercase, no spaces.
I'll put her email address on the form too, so it's m.lee@nathan.edu.hk. What name shall I put on the form?
Mrs. Mary Lee.
Okay. I have to put a company name too.
Put the school's name. It's Nathan College.
Nathan College. Okay, got it. What's the address?
23A Waterloo Road, Kowloon Tong, Kowloon.
Hold on. 23A Waterloo Road.
Yeah, Waterloo. W-A-T-E-R-L-O-O Road, Kowloon Tong, and then put Kowloon.
Got it. How are you going to pay for this?
Mrs. Lee said she'd pay by cheque.
So I'll tick check. Right, now at the bottom of the form it says additional comments. Do you want me to put something there?
Yes. Could you write urgent? I really want to have the posters in a couple of days. After urgent, can you also put down attention to the SU?
Urgent and attention to the SU. Done.
Great. Thanks for the help, Terry.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
You now have 4 minutes to read the data file and instructions for tasks 4, 5 and 6 in the question-answer book. Task 4. You are designing a flyer for the special event at school. Look at page 4 of your data file for last year's Environment Day flyer. You have updated some of the information, but not all of it. You are discussing what information you should change and put into the new flyer with your classmates, Linda and Bob. Listen to the conversation and make a note of the changes suggested, and then write up the flyer in the spaces on page 6 of your question-answer book. You now have 30 seconds to read page 4 of your data file. Thank you.
Mrs. Lee's given me the flyer for Environment Day last year, so we can use this to help us make a flyer for Skyscraper Day this year.
So we need to keep Nathan College, or no one will know where the event is being held.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me get a pen. So let's keep Nathan College at the top, OK?
Right then. The title for the day. That's got to be changed. So take out Environment Day and put in Skyscraper Day instead.
Shall we say Skyscraper Day 2011 instead?
Yeah, so I'll cross out Environment Day and put in Skyscraper Day 2011, right?
OK. So last year all the money went to Greenpeace, remember? But this year it's going to the Green Skyscraper Society of Hong Kong, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So change Greenpeace to the Green Skyscraper Society of Hong Kong instead and write that in full.
The Green Skyscraper Society of Hong Kong.
Yeah, so you need to take Greenpeace out near the bottom too. See?
Yep, got it.
By the way, for the one at the bottom, can we just put GSSHK instead to keep it short? You know, the initials of the Green Skyscraper Society of Hong Kong.
Good idea. GSSHK it is.
We also need to change the venue, right? It isn't going to be in the gym this year, is it? I think Mrs. Lee said it was going to be held in the school hall, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. We need a bigger venue this year. So write school hall instead of gym.
OK, let me make a note of that.
Look, the date's right, but you've got the day wrong. The 9th of July is a Saturday, not a Sunday, Terry.
Oh, no. I'll cross out Sunday then and put Saturday. That would have been a disaster. OK, what's next?
Last year we started at 9 in the morning, but that was too early, wasn't it? No one got here until about 12 noon. So should we make it a half-day event instead?
Yeah, I think that sounds sensible. So why don't we change the starting time to 12:30 instead?
Yeah, why not? So if we are starting later, shall we finish a bit later then?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. What do you think, Linda? How about finishing at 4:45 instead of 4?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So put in 12:30 to 4:45 p.m.
Okay, done.
Right then. We need to change the name of the guest speaker, don't we? Who is the guest speaker this year?
It's Professor Kenneth this year, isn't it? So I'll cross out Dr. Amy Lin and put in Professor Kenneth.
Terry, you should put his surname and given name or it isn't correct.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maybe put the name of his university underneath his name too. Do you know what university Professor Liu comes from?
Yeah, I've got his card in my folder, so I'll look that up and add the name of the university under his name.
You'll need to mention the presentation titles on the flyer as well.
OK, got it. Now, I've made a note here to remind me to look at the email Mrs. Lee sent me earlier and put in the titles of the presentations.
Oh, I've just noticed a typo.
Where?
Well, see where it says closing ceremony? Look to the right of that, and you said a check from the GSSHK by the principal. The society isn't giving her the check. She's giving it to them. So take out from and put in for instead.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you spotted that one. That would have been a bit embarrassing. I'll update that in the final version.
OK. Is that everything now?
Not quite. I was wondering about the entrance fee. It was $10 last year.
Well, shall we make it $20 this year?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
OK. Shall we provide snacks this year then? We could do some baking and provide cakes and biscuits in the first break of the day for free. Would that be good?
Yeah. So let's put in snacks provided at the bottom, in the middle, there.
OK, so snacks provided at the bottom of the form, centred.
This is looking really good.
Yeah, I think we're done. Fantastic.
That's the end of task four. You now have 3 minutes to write the flyer on page 6 of your question-answer book. You will need to write an email to invite Professor Liu to give a brief talk for the special event at your school and a newsletter article. Refer to Mrs. Lee's email on page 2 and the writing plan on page 3 of the data file. As you listen to the conversation, make notes in the spaces provided on pages 2 and 3 of the data file. Later, you will need to use the information to complete the email on pages 8 and 9 and the article on pages 10 and 11 of your question-answer book. You now have 1 minute to study pages 2 and 3 of your data file.
Hi, Mrs. Lee. I've read the email you sent me about the invitation for Professor Liu. I'm going to write the email today, and I just want to check that I understand everything. Is that okay?
Sure, Terry. Come in.
Thanks. Great. So I'm thinking of saying something very general, like, you know, I am writing on behalf of the Student Union of Nathan College. And then I'll put in the purpose for writing the email. You know, something like, to invite you to participate in our school's Skyscraper Day.
Okay, so keep it very general to begin with.
Right, I've got that. What do you mean by a few more details in your second bullet point?
You should also mention that our school has entered the competition run by the Development Bureau. You know, tell him we're having a skyscraper day to present all the projects and to select the best one to submit to the competition.
Shall I put something about raising funds for the Green Skyscraper Society of Hong Kong as part of the objectives of the event as well?
Oh, absolutely. Make that very clear. You know, the Green Skyscraper Society of Hong Kong is very close to his heart. So if you put something in about donating money to his society, he's more likely to want to come. So yes, put that in as one of the reasons for holding the event too. Good thinking.
Okay, let me make a note of that. To select the best project for the competition run by the Development Bureau. And to raise funds for the GSSHK.
Absolutely.
Okay. About the details of the talk, what should I include here? Should I include all the details on the flyer in the email?
I think it's a good idea to attach the flyer, so keep this part of the email brief. Just mention the venue for the event is Nathan College.
Okay.
I don't think he needs to stay for the whole event. Ask him to come at 3 o'clock to give a 20-minute talk on the theme of skyscrapers of Hong Kong. Then he'll present the award for the best project.
Arriving at 3 o'clock and a 20-minute talk. Skyscrapers of Hong Kong present the award. Got it.
He'll then be receiving a check from us for the GSSHK.
Okay, the check presentation. Do I need to put in all the times and things?
No, I don't think so. Just keep it short. Ask him to refer to the flyer for details.
Okay, great. I'll attach the program flyer with the email.
You should also give him your mobile number so that he can contact you if he needs any more information.
Yeah, I've already made a note of that.
Thanks, Terry. I look forward to reading the email when you've finished it. By the way, have you started writing the article for the newsletter yet?
Not yet. I've made a plan for it and I've been collecting data, but that's all so far.
Okay, well, would you mind showing me what you've got so far?
Sure. This is my plan. I'm going to do an introduction, then talk about the disadvantages of skyscrapers, and finally conclude with something on the skyscrapers of tomorrow.
This sounds great, Terry. Okay, so what kind of information will you put in the introduction?
I thought I'd start with a definition of a skyscraper. You know, what a skyscraper is. And then just briefly mention the reasons why human beings keep building high structures, both in the past and now. The reasons are basically the same now as they were then.
Okay, sounds good so far.
Then I'll just go through some of the disadvantages of skyscrapers.
This sounds fine. Give a few examples. That'll make your argument clearer.
I know there are a lot of examples, and I think 2 should be enough.
Yes.
Then I'll write a bit about the skyscraper of tomorrow, like what skyscrapers will be like in the future, and what we can expect them to be like. You know, 3 times as big as the skyscrapers we have now. Green buildings, green walls, roof gardens, gardens everywhere. You know, that kind of thing.
I think for this section, you could also mention the role of different stakeholders, like the government, the architects, and the people who use the skyscrapers.
Okay, this is also mentioned in one of Professor Liu's interviews. I'd include that in this part of the essay as well. I've been collecting some information to help me. I'm keeping it in a folder so I'll be able to start writing the article soon.
You are so well organised, Terry. Very impressive. Shall I look at it before you send it off?
Yes, that would be really helpful. Thanks, Mrs. Lee.
That's the end of the listening component of this test. Take off your earphones and turn off your radio.